AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Street protests, a strike, and President Biden are adding pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to close a ceasefire deal in Gaza after the deaths of six more hostages. Shelley Adler on the funeral for one of them.
Thousands attended the funeral Monday for 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin. He was one of the best-known hostages as his parents had led a high-profile campaign for the captives' release. His mother, Rachel, spoke at the funeral.
Okay, sweet boy, go now on your journey. I hope it's as good as the trips you dreamed about, because finally, my sweet boy, finally you're free.
And she asked for his help with something so difficult.
Now I need you to help us stay strong. And I need you to help us survive.
Hirsch Goldberg Polin was found dead along with five other hostages in a tunnel beneath the southern Gaza city of Rafah over the weekend. I'm Shelley Adler.
Ballots in Pennsylvania will start dropping in 14 days.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh.
14 days. And this election is, as much as anything else, a fight for the promise of America.
Venezuela's attorney general is seeking an arrest warrant for opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Meantime, Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. government seized a plane used by Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro.
The Justice Department alleges this luxury jet, a Dassault Falcon 900EX, was illegally purchased last year from a Florida firm using a shell company based in the Caribbean. That was to hide Venezuela's involvement in the purchase. There's an executive order that bars U.S. individuals from doing business with the regime of Nicolas Maduro. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Is artificial intelligence a job killer? Mike Kempin has a look.
The experience at some U.S. companies suggests AI may not prove to be the job killer that many people fear, and it will probably make workers more productive to the benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, which tracks job cuts, says it has yet to see much evidence of layoffs that can be attributed to AI. However, the fear that AI poses a serious threat to some categories of jobs is not unfounded. Researchers at Harvard Business School, the German Institute for Economic Research, and London's Imperial College Business School found in a study last year that job postings for writers, coders, and artists tumbled within 8 months of the arrival of ChatGPT. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.